ask. I was hoping Nicole was going to go. Essentially, obviously, Nicole can pick up if I've missed anything out. The two sides have just gone through the conditions that Nicole set out.
Yes.
All 12 of those are agreed. There is no issue on the conditions by Environmental Health. And I think we've got a couple that...
An additional two conditions agreed, which was the lighting at the premises to be turned off at 11 p.m. And that waste must be taken out after 8 a.m. and before 11 p.m. to prevent the noise from the emptying of it.
And that has been incorporated into this, Nicole?
I can write it on the back of this, and then it will be incorporated. I don't know.
It is actually, I think, in the information that
the information
has provided, so I think you can just be added in.
Right, so that will be added in.
There you go.
Yeah, because if we've got the full list, so we know exactly what's in. Or if you want, just reference what number it was on the other. Don't want to come to write this up and it's not all captured.
No. So it's just the extra information supplied by Tiger Bike, wasn't it?
So
presumably that 13 and 14?
Yes.
Yeah.
13 and 14. So to clarify, those are the only matters from the Tiger Bike list that need to feature as conditions, is it? So in effect we're taking, so I don't have my paper in front of me, but it's numbers 13 and 14 from here, is it?
No,
these are
they weren't numbered from Tiger Bike. But obviously Nicole's were numbered 1 to 12.
Okay, great.
So the information is being taken out of what Tiger Bike have supplied.
Excellent.
And will then be added on, which Nicole's now doing.
Okay, that's great, thank you.
Right.
Sorry. So on that basis, Chairman, we've kind of got to the stage where it doesn't seem to be a contested hearing any longer, and that parties, including Mr. Blakemore, seem to have come to a list of matters that are all agreed. Is that fair to say?
It's Blakeman, and I agree, as I say.
Blakeman, sorry.
There are other people here that are not here,
but
I agree.
Yeah, but, yes. So in that case, let me just check.
You don't 13 and 14 to a side, please.
Lighting at the frontage of the premises must be turned off at 2200 hours.
My handwriting, sorry.
We won't read anything into that.
That's right.
Just a subconscious comment.
Number 14, waste must only be emptied to external waste receptacles between 8 until 2300 hours.
Should be no later than 2300 hours in the evening, yeah? And then after 8 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
It's hard to write a enforceable condition on the spot.
So essentially, if they're taking out litter at night,
yes,
it's not to be after 2300. So if they're taking their bags of rubbish out or whatever,
yeah, so I understand. That would seem to cover it.
It must only be between 0800 and 2300.
Yeah, so that would seem to cover it.
Yes.
I think it's important.
And can we say waste from the premises?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I'll hand this amended copy to the chair and the other councillors of the committee.
Thank you.
In which case, if unless members have any additional questions that you don't think have been covered.
Tony, do you have any additional questions?
Subject to planning permission.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean that's
a matter of law.
Yeah. Yes. I think I was going to ask what times do you expect delivery vehicles after business?
As in to bring food into our building or delivery vehicles to take?
Because it's more the
delivery situation.
Yeah, I think in one of the objections you've covered the questions about your own delivery drivers, haven't you? Yeah.
So again, with our food coming in, 30% of it comes from our own distribution side. It'll generally arrive from 10 a.m. onwards. So we know for a while it says 8 a.m., so you won't be there any other than 8 a.m.
Yes.
Our main food supplier, they generally come probably about half one in the afternoon, but again, they have got the same guidelines that they are not allowed to deliver to the premises until 8 a.m. in the morning.
To clarify that point, there's a planning condition that they can only accept delivery between 8 a.m. and 6
p.m.
So that's already conditioned under the planning.
Very large planning condition.
Yeah, so both of our main suppliers would fall within that window that they understand that pre 8 a.m. isn't an option and post 6 p.m. isn't an option.
Chair, if I may, that's very useful information, and thank you to the applicant for clarifying. But it's not really a matter that you'd have to grasp as a licensing committee, because the delivery of supplies from an external supplier, it isn't a licensable activity, so it's not governed by the Licensing Act. But thanks for clarifying, and
yes.
You've heard the clarification. It's already covered by the extant planning permission. So I think if members are happy to accept that on that basis, I guess do you just want to deliberate, or are you happy to give your...
Do you want to just to clarify?
So I think what you're probably saying in that case is that you're happy to grant the application with the addition of those agreed schedule of conditions.
The three,
yeah.
The agreed conditions.
Yeah, and we can attach those to the minutes once it's all been typed up, so everybody knows what's on the list.
Sorry, just one thing to Nicole. I don't think you've mentioned in here that all deliveries needs to be done via the back. You need to put number 15 in here.
That is fairly difficult to condition as a legally enforceable condition, I think. It's in there through the front door can't be used by staff or customers from 2300 hours, so it's part of that.
Yeah, but in your condition, you still put the drivers allowed to come. Do you need to put that?
Sorry? Passing
them as staff.
But I don't know what legal thinks about putting that through this.
It's not a matter that's covered by the Licensing Act, so you don't really have to worry about that. If it's something that you want to arrange yourself on as to how you manage the premises.
I was under the assumption that Nicole said that if we were to be given the
it'd be on the basis that it's through the rear.
Yeah, but it doesn't mention the year through the rear.
Not in those words. Part of it is the noise management plan, which is commissioned. We would expect that to be included in there, as well as your procedures regarding your delivery drivers.
No, that's fine. I just thought that you might want to put another condition that all deliveries needs to be done after 11. I don't think they're stipulated in this year. I think that might be an error on your side.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of implied in the number 7 that those people aren't entering through the front, then. Whichever other entrance it would be is at the front, so I think.
Yeah, but sorry, at the beginning what we mentioned was that
Nicole
said that...
You're using the rear for delivery.
Sorry,
yeah.
At the beginning Nicole said that if you were to give us the licence till after 3 o'clock, these are the conditions that she mentioned. Then we said we were willing to do the deliveries on the back, so this has to be amended to reflect the deliveries on the back.
Do you want to amend that? Sorry, we're only putting forward what you've said you've agreed in the room next door. But
I mean, I don't think environmental health.
I think after 11, all deliveries, everything comes out the back.
Yeah, I'm just saying you need to put it in here, number 15.
So should we edit it as number 15?
Yeah.
I think we've worked on the fact that it's an assumed implication that it's going to be in there rather than formal.
I'm prohibiting the use of the front entrance, essentially. Thereby, I only really care that you don't use the front entrance, so I'm prohibiting the use of that after 11.
But in your conditions, you haven't mentioned that the front of the property cannot be used by the delivery drivers.
No, because it says staff.
But she mentioned delivery vehicles to switch off.
That sentence.
So.
Well, it's 15.
It is curious that you've got an applicant volunteering additional conditions.
We're trying to be very accommodating so far.
I'm impressed with that, it's much appreciated.
Yeah, that's fine.
I believe in it then we have these 14 conditions that you're accepting.
That's fine.
Right. So we are in actual fact agreeing that we are granting the licence until 3 a.m. on 7 days of the week, subject to these conditions, and also subject to planning permission being granted. And I'm sure you are aware if any of these in fact are broken, then they can in actual fact come back to the licensing committee for the licensing committee to consider yet again, you know, whether we would revoke the licence or whether we would put other conditions on it. But these are conditions that fortunately and pleasingly you have all agreed, so there shouldn't be any misunderstandings there. So if we're happy with that, I think then we can actually look forward to you receiving the licence from Julie. And remember, it is subject to your getting planning permission. So you don't start operating until 3 a.m. until you get planning permission.
Which we will state in our letter anyway.
Right, okay. So if we're happy with that, can I then thank you all for your attendance this afternoon? So thank you very much. We'll see you, Jeremy.
Thank you very much.
Yes.